Drive, hit to right field. Sierra going back, looking up, and this game is tied. Roberto Alomar, with his second home run in as many days, has tied the game.
Good times. 92 in the ALCS with Roberto Alomar. He's in studio. We've been talking baseball. We're going to turn up the microphones on that in a moment or two.
And just repeat every single thing we just said.
It was so good. First Hugh's got an update.
Thank you, Elliot. Good Friday morning, everybody. This update brought to you by Lake Ridge Auto Gallery. Fear the deer? Yeah.
And that will do it. The Toronto Raptors completely blown out on the road, dismantled, dissected in every possible way by the Milwaukee Bucks.
It was the mauling in Milwaukee last night. The Bucks blast the Raptors 104-77. They led this thing 57-30 at the half. That's a Toronto franchise low for the first half. Kyle Lowry tied for the team high in points with 13. DeMar DeRozan just 8 points, none from the field. Game four tomorrow in Milwaukee, 3:30 on Sportsnet 590 and Sportsnet 1. Game five tonight, Leafs and Caps from Washington. 7 o'clock on CBC. Bruins and Sens tonight as well. 7:30 on Sportsnet. Last night, the Oilers bounced back from the loss in Game 4. Went to overtime in Game 5. David Desharnais played hero. Oilers win it 4-3. They lead the series 3-2. Rangers heading back to Broadway with a series lead on the Habs after a 3-2 overtime win. Mika Zibanejad, the winner there. In Nashville, the Predators completed the sweep of the Blackhawks with a 4-1 win. And the Penguins off to face the winner of the Leafs Caps in the next round. They took their series over the Blue Jackets 4-1 thanks to a 5-2 win. And the Blue Jays open up a four-game set out west against the Angels tonight. Matt Latos on the mound for Toronto. Elliot.
It is 8:33, starting lineup, Brady and Price. In studio, we are graced by the best second baseman I ever saw. Take that, Ryne Sandberg. Roberto Alomar is here. He is busy. Busy. Where is he going to be? Well, you can see him today at the Rogers Stores at Sherway Gardens from 12:30 until 2 o'clock and Scarborough Town Center. That's 3:30 until 5. Also, the Roberto Alomar Celebrity Slow Pitch Tournament goes May 12th to 13th. That's right around the corner at in Brampton. If you want more information, go to alomarsports.com. I think you can remember that.
That's not too difficult to remember. And the Celebrity Slow Pitch Tournament, Robbie, we're great. We're really appreciative you're here. You got Kelly Gruber coming. George Bell come. You didn't play with George here. I think people, you know, have that reflection. But how did you sort of get to know him as an alumnus with the Jays? And what's your George is such an interesting guy, isn't he? I think the fans remember all the interesting things he did here.
Well, first of all, good morning, guys.
Good morning. Good
nice
to see
be
you.
Here. Yes, I get to know George. I work with him in the minor league system for the last 4 years with the Jays, and I got to play against him. Many times. So George, a great guy, and he's always supported me in anything that I wanted to do.
You're shocked by, this addition to the Blue Jays, they were supposed to be good, and they still may be good, but they're not good right now. You ever see a team like this bad at this point? Especially a team that was expected to be good.
I believe not. But, we have big expectation for the ball club. I think we have a great team. We have a great personnel. So hopefully, even though it's a bad start, we are looking forward to a much better income outing now. So hopefully these guys can go out there and play the game the right way and we start winning games.
The one thing also I said earlier today is for a 3-12 team, starting pitching's been pretty good. Usually with 3-12 team, there's either older pitchers or inexperienced pitchers or guys that can't get guys out. Now it doesn't help that Sanchez and Happ are hurt right now, but you've probably, when you're on a bad team and you know you got to go out and score 6, 7, 8 runs every night to win, that's not what this team is right now. With look at how good Liriano and Estrada were the last two starts.
Yeah, of something negative, at least positive things are happening in the team. The starting rotation has been incredible, so we cannot say anything bad about that. And we just need to start hitting and with especially men in scoring position and start scoring some runs. And I think this team can do that.
With Hall of Famer Roberto Alomar, you're watching Jose Bautista. It's tough to watch right now. Obviously, he's not this bad. Nobody is this bad that's playing in the major league. So what's going through his mind? This has to be a very difficult time for him.
Well, it is a difficult time. I had the chance to talk to him, and you know, I always tell him, try to be relaxed. I know he's as a ball player, ex-ball player, I know how difficult it is. Sometimes you get in this slump and then you start thinking about it. And I think he just needs to go out there, just let his talent play the game and look for his pitches. And he understands that he's going to through a bad moment at this point, but I think he will come back, and hopefully he can continue to be the Batista that we know.
Robbie Alomar is joining us in studio. The Robbie Alomar Celebrity Slow Pitch Tournament is May 12th and 13th at the Powerade Center in Brampton, Ontario. We'll tell you more details about how you can sign up. Some great celebs there. Pinball Clemens is one. Robbie's another. George Bell, Kelly Gruber. We talk about bat speed with Jose. People are talking about it with Edwin in Cleveland right now. Like Elliot said, you're one of the great players of all time. You're a Hall of Famer. When did bat speed, when did you start to realize that despite the natural gifts, despite how hard you worked, it was starting to get a little harder? Like guys listening going, yeah, I can't eat what I want anymore. I got to go to the gym more and I got to stay away from pizza. When did you realize just for bat speed and being at the plate alone, you're like, this is harder than it used to be? Did it happen gradually or was it like snap of a finger?
Oh, I think when you get a little older, when you get a little older, you get into that age where you know that you cannot do the same things you used to do when you were younger. And even for me, I realized it. I realized it when I was, 37, when I retired. I knew that my game wasn't the same. I was much more of an average kind of player instead of being the player that I was. So,
was it easy to accept, or were you like, of course that's going to happen when you're 35, 36?
Oh,
was it easy to accept because it happens?
Yeah, it's not easy to accept, but sometimes you have to open your eyes and say, hey, it's happening, and then there's time to make decisions.
Yeah. Right, so 37 is one thing, but 33, 34, leading up to 37, you feel a little bit of that. What are the adjustments that you make that allow you to continue to be a good player even though you feel Father Time is starting to steal some of your skills?
Well, just continue to work hard, continue to believe in yourself, and look at the videos. Why are you struggling? Why are you not swinging at your pitches? And you can look at yourself. Nobody knows yourself more than you. So I think, like I say to the ball players, sometimes you have to realize that you're going through a tough moment, but you have to go out there and try to learn from you what you're doing wrong.
We always think of you as a Blue Jay. Your best years were here. What was your second favorite stop? Do you look and say it's Cleveland? Did you have some emotion with Cleveland doing so well at the stadium you played at the old the Jake, which was sold out when you were there, mm-hmm. sold out every night. You couldn't get tickets. You had a powerhouse team. Do you look and say that was my second favorite place?
Well, I always believed that here was my favorite place, mm-hmm. Toronto, because this is where I won the World Series. And we play some great baseball, great fans, and San Diego too, because that's where I came up as a ball player, and nobody talk about San Diego. So San Diego was one of the most beautiful places that you
place to live.
Play
more people should live there. Yeah. Also, yes.
But I have fun in Baltimore, but I think Cleveland. I got the chance to play with my brother. That's a dream come true for me, and we have a full house every game. So it was a lot of fun playing over there.
Obviously, you had a great career. You won a couple of world championships. What's fun now? What's in your daily life? And you go out and you have a good time. What's fun?
Well, family is fun, and my company and foundation, and being with the minor leagues, helping the Jays to develop players in the minor leagues, and being out there with super camps, helping the kids to stay in the right path, and hopefully we can make more kids believe in their abilities to raise their level of playing. So that, for me, is a lot of fun, and just giving back to the community.
I don't hear a lot of positive stuff from current players when they talk about replay, right? We all watch other sports. We all want the call to get right. How do you think you would have viewed it as a player? There's a lot of stoppages. You guys know you. And sometimes it's helpful. You stand around. You wait for pitching changes. Guys step in and out of the box. How would replay have suited you as a player? Did you like, let's get going, or did you like the sort of snap bang, he's safer out, I don't have to wait around for it?
Well, in certain way, the replay could be good if it's a bad play. But I just don't agree with waiting, maybe 30 seconds to do the replay. I think for a player, you want to keep going, you want to play the game fast. And if you're going to challenge the play, just challenge the plays right there.
I feel like you'd be part of a World Series triple play if they had replay, right? In 1992. Yeah. I mean, we all know Kelly Gruber made the tag on Deion Sanders. We all know.
Right? We also know that maybe Jeffrey Mayer wouldn't have caught the ball.
Yeah, both. Yeah. Yes.
I'm just saying.
That was pretty significant. Yeah.
Where'd that replay?
There you go. You say there's...
like I say, for certain plays, I think baseball, Major League Baseball, has done a great job. But if we can... If you want the replay, I think you should do it right away.
Right.
And not wait 30 seconds to do so.
If you want to have an opportunity to see Robbie Alomar, you can do that at the Rogers Stores at Sherway Gardens from 12:30 until 2 o'clock. That's today. And Scarborough Town Center, 3:30 until 5. And also the Roberto Alomar Celebrity Slow Pitch Tournament, May 12th and 13th in Brampton. More information at alomarsports.com. Robbie, thank you so much.
No, thank you, guys. And I will be signing today. And if you're going to get your new Galaxy 8 phone. Samsung. Yeah, make sure you go there.
Right. Is that what you're rocking with right now? We don't see your phone. So it hasn't gone off at all since we've been here.
No. Vibrate.
Well, ask for the number. We'll give him a call. We'll put that in our phone. We can phone, and ask,
Of course.
Games are on. Robbie, what do you think?
Yeah.
Thanks again for coming.
Thank you, guys.
Terrific. Nice to be here. All right.